Good morning. Good
morning. Good morning, Discovery. I am Carl Frazier. I am the lead pastor here at First United Methodist Church of Cary, and I am so pleased to welcome you to this Celebration Discovery service this morning. We're glad that you're here. We have several things that we're going to do in this hour to direct us Godward. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Conley Simmons to come forward, who is one of our associate lay leaders, and he's going to direct us to some other things we need to pay attention to.
Lots of stuff happening here now. We know it's Holy Week, and we're in the season, or it's a holy season. We're in the season of Lent, and this kind of is an exception to that. This is a giant celebration for these kids. But let me let you look at the calendar of what's coming. There's an announcement sheet over there. And we have all of the calendar events from now leading right up until Easter on one side of it. There's a couple things I want to bring your attention to. The children's consignment sale is this coming weekend, so you have very little time to get going. So make sure you go down there and find the registration and stuff for that. Another thing that's important that's kind of really timely and we need your help on is Baskets of Hope. If you go out this way or if you go out the main entrance to the church, you will find a cross and there's tags on it. And there's a full instruction sheet on how you can be part of this ministry. It costs very little, just your time and a little bit of money. You put together a basket, and these kids are really, really expecting this. And they're very worthy of us to do this for them. At this particular point in time, we're going to have a little bit of a mission moment. So I'd like to call up two of the folks who have been and are going on our mission trip to Bolivia. I'd like to call Mark and Parker Zimmerman. Come on up, guys. And I can't wait to hear this because this will be my first year going and I get to hear the whole deal. Mark and Parker.
Thanks, Conley. It's good to see everybody today. It's nice that this kind of ended up when all the Discovery folks are here. Today, we've been talking a lot about how we can seek God and how we can share the love of Christ around the world through our missions, and it's good to be here. This is the 10th year that we have sent a youth group into South America. I'd say it was the 10th year that we went to Bolivia, but actually one year we started out for Bolivia and we ended up in Guatemala, but that's a long story. So I tell you what, if you've been on the Bolivia trip in the past or you're going this year, why don't you come on up here and stand and just let the church get to see who's going to be heading up there. We certainly appreciate all the support from the church. Here's Kelly. Here's Conley going this year. James is going to join us. Here's some of the kids that are going and have been in the years past, okay? All right, so in the first chapter of Acts, just prior to his ascension, Jesus tells us we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on us, and we will be his witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
In other words, we have been commissioned to travel to the ends of the earth to share the love of Christ. This summer, we will travel 3,320 miles away to a country called Bolivia.
So Bolivia is a country that's a little bit smaller than Alaska, but just bigger than Texas. And it's a landlocked country in South America. Population about 10 million, so about the same population as in all of North Carolina. The capital of Bolivia is La Paz, and the city holds many records, including being the highest capital city in all of the world at 11,910 feet. And believe me, we feel it every year when we get there. Just adjacent to La Paz, the capital city, there is another city of about 1 million people, an impoverished city known as El Alto, and that's where we serve.
Geographic challenges as well as a turbulent social and political history makes Bolivia one of the poorest countries in the world. Life expectancy is 68 years as compared to 79 years in the U.S. In Bolivia, 40 babies in 1,000 die. In the U.S., the number is 6 in 1,000 births.
Host of problems like malnutrition, domestic abuse, chronic illness, realities for the men and women and children living in poverty without access to support and information and good health care and community resources.
There is hope for Bolivia through an organization called CSRA. CSRA is a non-governmental organization that has worked in public health for the past 25 years. They contribute to enhancing this community's health by focusing on disadvantaged sectors of this population.
CSRA's philosophy is to save lives, working side by side with families and their communities and in their neighborhoods and with their organizations.
Through FUMC, we provide resources to assist CSRA in their mission to improve the health and quality of life for many Bolivians.
In the past 9 years, FUMCC youth have worked to improve and build medical clinics, youth centers. We've added play spaces to schools and made many daycare centers safe for the next generation.
We partner with CSRA in a full justice mission to meet the needs of the community in long-lasting ways. And even better, we build lifelong relationships with persons from another culture.
The daily work of the CSRA is difficult. They have so many needs that must be met with so few resources.
As we embark on our 10th trip, we will begin the journey with the confidence that God has equipped the called to share Christ's love to the ends of the earth.
So thank you for supporting the mission in the past. We look forward to your support and help, and thank you and God bless.